Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs and find out your guys' questions or advice and give you guys our two cents. So I'll read this one out. Hi there, girls. I'm looking for some advice about FOMO. All my friends, including my boyfriend, are all 18 and I'm really feeling the FOMO. Every Friday and Saturday night, I look at Snap Maps and see everyone at the clubs whilst I'm laying in bed hating the fact that I can't go out because I'm not 18. I'm also worried that by the time I'm 18, which is in June, clubbing will be boring and I'll feel all left out again. How can I avoid this FOMO? Much appreciated, Belle.
Oh, Belle, you can do exactly what Tisha did and get a fake ID.
I was going to say that, but I was like, it's probably not the best thing to do.
I'm joking. Don't do that. Should we explain what FOMO is in case anyone doesn't understand? So FOMO is fear of missing out. You feel like you're being excluded. You feel like you're missing out on the best fun ever.
Yeah.
Basically is how Belle is feeling, and it is the worst feeling in the world. Have you ever had that feeling when your family had to go on holiday but all your friends are going to a party? That's
oh my God.
How it would feel.
I don't get FOMO, but I got FOMO recently.
When?
When everyone's at the F1.
Oh yeah, I got FOMO with that too.
Like genuinely, like everyone was there except for me, and I was like, nah, this is, and it, but it was worse because usually I can't do it because I don't have anything on, but I just like wasn't invited. But like I literally had nothing, so I was just sitting at home watching everyone's stories at the F1, and I was like, wow, they're going to all these parties and getting dressed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh,
I was so jealous.
But usually I don't get FOMO.
Oh, really?
No. Because the reality is when you actually, let's say you're at home and you're getting FOMO, if you were actually at that party, if you were actually at the clubs, you'd probably be like, oh my God, everyone's playing it out to be so much more fun than it actually is.
Yeah, so true.
Like genuinely, if you actually, and clubbing is like actually traumatic, babe. It's like, it's not fun.
Well,
like
some people have
fun. If you're with the right friends.
Yes.
But more times than not, it's genuinely not the best experience.
Yeah. I can understand where Belle is coming from though.
Because yeah, like I was always the youngest as well.
Yeah. Well, think about me, girl. I had a baby, okay? There was no way I was going clubbing. All my friends having the time of their lives. Then I would meet up for them, like with them.
And they talk about it.
And I'm sitting there with my baby like, girl, FOMO
yeah,
was real.
Sucks.
It was hard and it went on for ages, so I can totally relate to it. But in saying that, June is just around the corner, girl.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're not going to be bored of it. Trust me.
Yeah.
People club until they're like mid-20s. But no, I still go clubbing sometimes.
When I was working in the club, there was some 80-year-olds in there.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, there was. They're 80. Locals too, like 70.
Oh my God.
They love it.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. So like I'm saying, June is just around the corner.
And I guarantee when you turn 18, you'll go out for your 18th and that will be the last time you go clubbing.
I feel like some people love clubbing. I was one of those people. I used to go out clubbing every single weekend. It was the best thing ever. You're different. You're a different breed, Leticia.
It's because I went clubbing when I was younger, before any of my friends were in the clubs.
Yeah.
And then when everyone actually turned 18, I was over it. Yeah. I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But it is true. I just don't enjoy like things that other people enjoy. So maybe it's a bit of a weird take.
Honestly, I feel like the best way to celebrate is house parties. Clubbing is so overrated. Mm. Like it's so much better going to a house party. You've got the alcohol that you've bought from the bottle-o. You don't have to spend $15 on a drink, sometimes $20 on a drink. Mm. And you have more fun with the people that you love, right?
Yeah.
In the club, you're surrounded by randoms.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can get – I hate it when people spill drinks on me. Gosh. Like now I'm sticky and you've ruined my whole night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't go anywhere. You can't go have a shower. Like you're sticky for the whole night and your feet get so gross. Your shoes are disgusting. Like it's a dirty place out there.
Yeah.
It is dirty.
Yeah, June is just around the corner, which is good.
Mm, for sure. But I can totally understand how she feels, that FOMO.
Should I just go overseas?
Hey, no, that's not your solution for everything. She can't go overseas. She's clearly 17.
But, you know, if you really want to go clubbing that bad, you can go clubbing in other countries.
No, like not at 18. 17.
Yes.
Where? Bali?
Yes.
That's true. Try and hold.
Bali's just one of the places.
That's kind of illegal but also funny.
The fact that I showed you my ID though and like you didn't even care.
Yeah, well, because I was getting into clubs at 15 and I thought you would have been doing it a lot earlier. It was like 6 months, a year before you turned 18 and I knew you weren't a drinker.
Yeah.
If I knew you were a drinker, then I would be concerned because that's when things can kind of go wrong.
Mm.
But for a 17-year-old girl, you were actually quite...
I've never really been a drinker.
No, you haven't. And so that's why I was totally, I didn't really care. I was more worried that you would get caught.
Yeah.
And I actually thought it was kind of funny, but I didn't tell Dad.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was too scared to tell Dad.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I
just don't tell Dad. And I was like, okay.
He would have, something would have gone down then.
Because you think like, it's not even like just your young girl going to the club.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Because he knows what guys do.
Yeah.
That's why.
But I knew you were very, like you were innocent. You were just hanging out with your friends being douchebags, right?
Yeah.
And you were always home before 12 p.m. I think your curfew was at that time, at that age. I can't even remember. But it wasn't like you were coming home at 3 a.m. and you know what I mean? Like so it was a different, I wasn't worried. If there were lies prior to that where you were rocking up at 4 a.m. drunk out of your brain cells, then I would be pissed.
Mm.
Then I would be taking the idea of you and then I would be telling Dad.
Yeah, but I didn't really, even once I had my ID, I think I only went clubbing like once or twice.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is kind of dead.
Yeah.
And then I only used it for schoolies because I wasn't 18 for schoolies, which is like a graduation party. But yeah.
I wish I had a fake ID. But do you know what? Back in my day, here we go again, it was so easy to get into the clubs without an ID.
Yeah.
You just had to like pretend you belonged there and they were like, whatever. It didn't get strict until maybe I was about like 20 or 21.
Mm.
That's when they started asking for IDs. But before then, me and my friends would go clubbing when we were 16.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, but we'd come home at like midnight and pretend like we were just at Macca's or whatever.
See, like I don't even go to the clubs till midnight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's definitely changed. Like that's probably why you know, you were coming home at 11, 12 a.m., that's when people usually rock up to the club these days.
Mm.
And then they're leaving at 2, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that when I was a kid.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have phones to entertain ourselves and
yeah.
I feel like it was a lot more reckless back in my day because you didn't have phones to record people. You didn't have phones to take photos. So we just did a lot more crazier things. Whereas now anyone could be recording you. Like, can you imagine if I went out and got plastered and started vomiting in the, I don't know, the
yeah.
curb? People would be filming me.
Well, guys get in one fight and they get arrested
yeah.
because the whole thing's filmed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I couldn't even imagine not having phones. Like, that's why I don't like clubbing now because not that I don't trust myself. Like, my behavior is very good, but it's just like I'm not even allowed to do anything because I'll get cancelled. So I was just like, there's no point. Like, genuinely, I can't go into a club and just kiss a guy. Not absolutely no way. Like, I would get. It would go all over the internet.
Does that make you sad? Do you want to kiss random
no.
men?
It does make me sad, but, you know, like that's why people go to the clubs.
Yeah, true. That's very true. I didn't even really think about that. That's an interesting concept.
The only time I ever was like into clubbing was because I was seeing this guy who was like really into clubbing.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, well, tell me and then we'll bleep it up. Oh, okay.
It was just some random. But I don't know. What do you think she can do for the FOMO?
So for the FOMO, that's a really good question. What can she do? Okay, I would find other friends that aren't 18 yet.
Yeah.
And I would go do something with them. As simple as getting Yochi, getting a pizza, going down to the beach, going sitting at the park, hanging out with your mates.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Man,
going to sleep?
Going to sleep?
If my oh my gosh.
Do you know
if
what?
My friends was out clubbing, I'd be trying to go to sleep so I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'd be watching all their stories and I'd be like.
I would be making plans with other friends that are under 18.
Yeah.
And doing I would that. Be doing something. Is it? I think it's legal to drink under parent supervision, right? Let's just say it is. But having a few drinks at home with your friends, maybe going to a park.
Mm.
And I had some crazy nights in a park under the age
yeah.
of 18.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So
bring your little speaker. You can make your own fun, girl. Just find the
yeah.
friends who are under 18.
And then before you know it, you'll be 18.
Yeah. And you can go clubbing and waste all your money on drinks and realize, wow, I wish I was 17 again in a park.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions you want to ask us, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.